Joining me on the line from Israel, Rolene Marks. Rolene, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Howard. I just have to say I'm multitasking. I'm in the car taking the cat to the vet. So if there is a loud, indignant mew, that's Jack, and not any objection to the Trump piece.
Right. All right. So what has been, you know, we just spoke with Anthony Reich and we went through the details of the plan, just trying to understand what it actually means. What I'd like to discuss with you is something a little bit different, and that is the reaction both in Israel and, of course, around the Middle East. We see, I mean, and I was reading comments on BBC, of course, because it came from Donald Trump. Everybody hates it. One of our listeners, Faisal, says, how I'm listening to the steel of the century. Feels like I've died and gone, went to heaven. But the fact that he's calling it the steel of the century makes me think that he isn't a supporter of the deal. Faisal, I'd like to actually hear as to what parts are problematic. But what has been the reaction both in Israel and the Middle East, Rolene?
Reaction of most of us in Israel is cautiously optimistic. You know, we've been down this road before. The Trump peace plan, in many of our opinions, is perhaps a little bit more realistic. You know, yesterday was the big announcement that Jerusalem would be the undivided capital, but then he also made the very bold statement to say East Jerusalem would be the capital of a Palestinian state, with an embassy being built there. A lot of the concerns are how this would be realistic on the ground for Palestinians in terms of a contiguous state. And while Netanyahu says that he is accepting the peace plan in separate meetings with Benny Gantz said he will implement the peace plan immediately after the election should he be successful as Israel's new prime minister. But the big issue is the other side, and President Abbas, the president of the Palestinian Authority, and Hamas meeting yesterday to discuss how they are going to handle this moving forward. They have roundly rejected it. In his speech last night, President Trump alluded to a letter that he had written to President Abbas. President Abbas has not even read the letter. He's just dismissed it. So, you know, while people can be cautiously optimistic, there are even some in Israel who are wildly optimistic. We've been down this road. We know we don't have a partner. They've rejected the plan without seeing the terms, without thinking of the future. And as soon as the peace plan was announced, we saw riots across the Gaza Strip, across the West Bank.
What is the riots business? Why can't we just say, no, I'm not accepting the deal? Why do we have to riot to prove it?
Well, this is exactly it. You know, yesterday, Naftali Bennett, the defense minister, giving the directive to the RDF to, you know, to stand guard, to be extra cautious. We are expecting unrest, infantry troops in the Jordan Valley just to assess the situation on the ground. But, yeah, this is why many Israelis feel frustrated. Here is an opportunity to, and I think the Trump administration is being quite generous in saying you've got 4 years to come to terms with this. You've got 4 years to assess this, to discuss.
Which is interesting, obviously. Also, 4 years matching how long Donald Trump has, assuming he wins the election, and I can't imagine why he wouldn't. But it fits exactly into that timing. He wants to leave office knowing that this deal is done.
Well, I think that's been the key goal of nearly every American.
Yes, that legacy.
The founding of the state of Israel. Can I be the president to leave office having made that elusive peace in the Middle East? And with the exception of some very diabolical mispronouncements last night, President Trump, he actually did sound very, very statesmanlike.
I think he did as well, actually. And although I did laugh at the whole concept of the theme park that he wants to establish, aside from that, I actually do think that he spoke very, very well. And, you know, I was surprised, you know, I guess I shouldn't be. You know, I was reading the comments on BBC and of course not one person saying anything positive and no one actually saying, you know what, at least this guy's putting something forward. And there is a recognition that there'll be a two state and the Palestinian people will have their own state. You know, that's always been why is it that there's this Pavlovian response by the West, by Western press in particular, and by the Palestinians to say, well, actually, we reject anything that comes our way. So now what?
I think you've hit the nail on the head by using the term Pavlovian response. I think when it comes to the Trump administration, the West immediately is going to reject it without even sitting down and reading through the plan. This morning I started reading through it. It seems very logical. A lot of concessions on both sides. It's not that Israel has gotten all got free here and that it's very heavily loaded in Israel's favor. But the Israelis have said, you know what, we're prepared to accept it. We're prepared to take the necessary steps forward. I mean, we even had Prime Minister Netanyahu with his prop last night, taking a huge sip of water, saying, you know, we in the Middle East take a drink before we take a long journey. I mean, I thought to myself, is there vodka in that glass? Because it seems, you know, this is a massive step forward for Israel. But, you know what, we're tired of living in a situation with terror on our doorstep. And one of the criteria of the peace plan is to end the terror, is to end pay for play, but also to improve the economy. And for me, it was quite telling that while Western powers might be rejecting the Trump peace plan, we've got very, very powerful members of the Arab League, the Arab world, in the form of Bahrain, Oman, United Arab Emirates. They were present last night. And this, to me, says that perhaps in the rest of the Middle East, there is a wind of change. There is this feeling that we have to move forward. We cannot stay in 1947, which is where the Palestinians are staying.
Yeah, and absolutely choosing to stay there. It is really incredible. Mervyn says the Palestinians have been offered land umpteen times that they've rejected them all. M says it is really the deal of the century. Why is one side rejecting it? The other thing that of course is interesting is that the Palestinian state will not be land locked in to the borders of Israel. There will be borders with Jordan, which obviously poses a potential security risk for Israel.
Well, absolutely, but we've also got a border with Jordan, which allows us to defend that. And no sooner had this peace plan being announced last night, the Prime Minister saying that the Knesset will move to a vote this week to move forward with annexation with a sovereign territory that is named in the Trump peace plan. They're going to want to get this done as soon as possible, but you know what, the immense frustration on our side with the Palestinians, like what more is it going to take? We're not going anywhere. That's a fact.
Yeah, and I guess
there's never going to be a situation where there's going to be no Israel. So we're here to stay. You now have to sit down and think about how you want to deal with this. You now have to sit down and think about the future you want to give your generation. Another major clause in the Trump peace plan is an end to the incitement of hatred, and that has to stop.
Yep, and if that doesn't stop, unfortunately, there's not many places that this is going to go. Time is 8:19. Rolene Marks, thank you for taking the time to speak to us. Hope your cat is it a general medical that we're going for, or is it something specific?
Something general.
Something general. All right. Well, wishing, is it Jack?
It's Jack.
All right. Wishing Jack a refuah shlema. Time is 8:19.